Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for coming back to the Go See Talk podcast experience for this wonderful fireside chat with Andrea Ling, Justin Miles, and myself in front of this cozy, warm fire. I'm putting stuff into the fireplace, which is what Casper Kelly would want you to do. So, Andrea, Justin, what were your first thoughts when you read the script? Like, how is this schema going to work?
I'll go first. I got to see, I know Casper, I've known Casper for a couple of years, just, I'm a big fan of his work, but also he's come to some of the sets that, for sketches and stuff that I've written and shot. And, he's just an Atlanta friend. So I felt pretty comfortable just telling him my honest thoughts. And when I saw him at the fitting, we sat down together and I told him, not for nothing, man, this is the most off the rail shit I've ever read in my life. That was my honest assessment. And he was like, I know, I can't believe they're letting me make it.
Yeah.
So, fair enough.
When Justin and I got together to rehearse, we were both kind of like, wait, what? I couldn't see how this was going to come together. But I was very excited because, kind of like Justin said, it's the craziest thing I've ever been a part of yet, I think. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, when I spoke to Casper, he was saying that he has ADD. He just wants to add things and plus things. What changed during that early phase in the rehearsals and maybe just was made up on the day? Or did you get to have any input like, no, I don't think this is going to work, but I want to do that?
We had rehearsals? Did we have rehearsals?
No, you. I mean, on the sidelines, but like, yeah, on the day, but not really. Yeah. What was one of my favorite things that Justin added? Was when he's talking about like how I look great by the fireside. And we both agreed, I think it was probably your idea, Justin, that we both agreed to say that I looked like Beyonce. Remember that?
I do.
And it stayed. I fucking love it. And I think it's great. And it's so funny and just so delicious. There was a lot of improvisation involved, but yeah, we got to play. I mean, Casper's pretty flexible, wouldn't you say, Justin?
Yeah, I would. What actually really struck me, especially because we were moving so quickly, what really struck me and stood out was how much he sort of leaned on creatively, like the crew, like everybody, the actors, the crew. Like there were so many times when, like early on, when he would just be like, and so I'm thinking like this and something like this, maybe something like this. I don't know. What do you guys think? And it's just normally, you don't normally get that from a director. You don't normally get them to ask the whole crew, like, what do you guys think? You know?
Yeah.
And so in that way, it felt like really familial and it felt nice. It was a little stressful at sometimes because it's just like, oh man, is he asking me for ideas? I don't know. I don't have any ideas. I don't, you know. But it came together very, very well. And it did. Yeah, it felt like a family. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool because I think that I've talked to some directors over the years, and one of the things they say is that having the idea that best idea wins is going to get everybody's involvement and make it feel like less dictatorial. But then again, I guess sometimes, you know, you guys are kind of like racehorses. You're like, there's the finish line. Just tell me what to do. But, you know, the interesting thing about the framework of this whole setup, it was first a locked shot on a fireplace, and it expands to you two coming. Like a single take for almost 17 minutes. How do you deal with that? How do you sustain the improvisation or reading what's on the script in such a long single take?
How does one sustain that? I think
editing.
This goes back to like when Justin and I got the script and I was just kind of like looking for like cuts or like an exit, and he was like, oh, there is none. And I'm like, okay, what's happening? Because I've never shot anything like that before. And you know, Justin, you've done theater, we both have, and that was very similar to what that experience is like. It's literally just a situation where you go and you hope that everyone has it in, you know, in sync. And that's just what it is. It was very, kind of made me nervous, but I really love that he took that approach. I thought it was very creative. Yeah, what do you think, Justin?
It normally in these situations, especially because Andrea and I are from the stage, you get at least a week of rehearsal for stuff like this. And in this particular situation, we had, I think, a day. We had an evening together that we spent at her house. just going over our section. And then we called the other actors to make sure they knew it was just going to be a locked off shot. And honestly, man, it was kind of a Hail Mary, and everybody showed up with their A game, and we were able to do this thing. You know, we were able to do this oneer, like, with almost no preparation whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of that was luck. It would have been a very different experience had we shown up and people weren't capable of doing that kind of thing, or if they were like leaning on the cuts, you know what I mean? If they were just, if they were so used to only memorizing a page or two at a time. But luckily we were with some stellar performers that could pull it out.
But it was also interesting, Mark, because I mean, clearly we had to do this several times if someone, like, if the like lines were out of order or someone stepped on someone's line. But also a lot of it was just kind of like, I don't even remember what take he used, but I feel like it was one of my earlier ones, because as we kept going, Zoe's character just became a little bit more unhinged. I know that Casper wanted me to stay, like, you know, a certain way. But what's very interesting about this blocked off shot is that in that frame, you can only stay in this one tiny area. So that fucking bearskin rug, like, it was like, I can't tell you how many times I like almost tripped over it or had to like make sure it was in the right place for continuity. And it was just, it's just a tight frame. So that part was frustrating. And like, even when I'm searching for the phone, like, it's, I have to stay in here. And then, like, you know, more people come. And so it just became congested, but it worked out somehow. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Cause I'm glad you mentioned theater, cause it felt like you were watching a stage performance. You know, there's really nothing to hide behind, cause it is such a consistent flow through. But I was just wondering the same thing, like, let's say the phony sheriff came in and he was like, you know, half in camera, half out. Then you go, well, that just blew the whole shot. So, I mean, I guess hit your marks, and you guys are professionals for a reason. Andrew, you had a pretty spectacular 1-2 punch with the axe towards the end. You got like a Bruce Campbell type line.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up. See this? This is my boomstick.
So how exciting was that to just have, like, you know, a signature moment?
It was really cool. You know, Casper was very adamant about me doing that. I feel I've never done that before. So, you know, I felt like a hero, and, you know, I'm chopping some wood. it was cool. It was fun. And yeah, it was like a, you know, it was a badass moment. I come to save my boyfriend / fiance and get the fuck out of there. It was a, yeah, it was a sexy badass moment for Zoe. You know, from like, you know, who she was before, and having her doubts and having the fear to, like, you know, being a strong woman coming to rescue her man. So it was cool.
Yeah, I didn't get one of those. No, yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, Justin, yeah, I was about to ask you, how do you feel? Do you feel protected? Do you feel, I don't know what the right word for it is.
I got so many texts and phone calls about the pimento cheese bit that I just think I feel violated at this point. So,
well, is that actual psychology? I mean, I've heard that before. Like, oh, you're supposed to, you know, have a rapport with the kidnapper so that they see you as a person. So
that's what I've always heard. Yeah, that's what that's the trope, isn't it? But I don't know. I've never been kidnapped before. Knock on wood. So I don't know.
There's still 5 shopping days left till Christmas. It could happen. Just like Too Many Cooks, this was sort of dropped on the world like another time bomb that Casper put upon us. How has the response been? How do you enjoy seeing it now that it's all put together? Because I think it was like a 14-day shoot, so it's really, really fast.
Yeah.
Was it like a blur? You see it now? You get some retrospect?
No, I remember things very clearly from that shoot. Nothing really was like a blur to me. We were really focused. I think we had to be. It necessitated being super focused. The response, I think, has overwhelmingly been very, very, very good.
Yeah.
Which I'm thrilled about. It's just such a pleasure to work with Adult Swim. I've been a fan of the franchise since I was 13 years old. I remember the original lineup. I was I was staying up late to watch Space Ghost and Home Movies and C-Lab, bring back C-Lab, you know? So the fact that they pulled it off and pulled it off well, I'm super proud. couldn't be clever. It's great. It's great. Yeah.
Ditto. Just Justin wasn't at the premiere that we watched at the production studio, but we watched it right after the Rick and Morty season finale. And so we watched it with commercials. And so I'm watching and I'm like, what's happening next? What's going to happen? Because I'm like, you know, I'm like, oh, he decided to use that take. And then he did that with that. So it was really cool watching it unfold. And then I had to go home and watch it by myself. And I'm like, damn, this is so fucking cool. Like, I try to watch it from an outside perspective. Like, I would watch this. I would genuinely watch this. And I'd be about it. And I would be the cool person letting other people know, watch this fucking zany ass, bizarre love story that with like crazy shit happening. It was really nice to watch it unfold. My backstory on Adult Swim is I actually used to work for Turner. I was part of their T3 trainee program. And it's basically a program at Turner Broadcasting. And I wanted to get into Adult Swim forever. But of course, you know, people love their jobs and no one got hired. So I couldn't get in. I just didn't know that fast forward, I would be in a film working with them. So here I am. But yeah, I love all the text and messages and the Reddit comments.
the Reddit comments. Oh yeah.
Especially about Alex throwing me under the bus so fast. Like, all of it's so great. And then I think I read something somewhere about, you know, Christian Slater, lookalike, he's so handsome. I wanted to tell you, but I figured you just wouldn't even respond back to my text because you get it all the time. Anyways, but yeah.
Well, thank you both for being on the show. And thank you to Casper Kelly for crafting such a weird world that you'll never look at Christmas the same way again, especially with the Yule Log. Adult Swim Yule Log, check it out on HBO Max or anywhere you can find this warped, dementia-ridden thrill ride. Andrea, Justin, before we go, what was your favorite kill from the movie?
Oh, was the favorite kill?
Yeah.
Ooh. Don't make me pick. I mean, Sean's. I think the first kill really sets the tone. I mean, when you watch his eye come out of the socket, that's. I mean, you know, I loved watching all my friends get murked, like I really did. But Sean's was perfect. Sean's was great.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Came to mind just because it was just so freaking gory and disgusting. But also Hannah's was pretty cool too because on the day on set, they had like just like this C-stand with like a dummy head that got like, I guess, smashed in post. Yeah, it's weird to say like you enjoyed your friends getting killed, but yeah, Sean as well. Sean in the shower scene. Yeah.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you again both for your time and to all a good night. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having us.